The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two live right here on this Thursday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is down right side. I am Ben Stevens. It is day number one of the 2025 NBA Finals. And in this second hour, we are fully dedicated to hoops. The coach, J.Y. James Young, will join us later on in this second hour for his full preview, breakdown, and prediction for the 2025 NBA Finals. Who is crowned an NBA champ? And in how many games here in this championship set between the Thunder and the Pacers? To start off this second hour with the biggest storylines and topics around the NBA Finals, DRS and I play our favorite game, it's buy or sell.
Love it. I love it. By the way, I was waiting for a stinger to pop up right there for some reason, the way you just set that up. Like, do we have a stinger for buy or sell? Buy or sell. There you go. Now I'm ready.
There used to be a buy or sell stinger. I think it's still probably somewhere deep in the archives of the Sports Grid Network, but we don't really use it anymore. Again, just an update here. Very hot here in the New York City area. The studio AC not working great here in New York. That's why I am not in a jacket. The professional one, Donnie Wrightside, but I will keep the professionalism throughout the entirety of this second hour and our 2 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time as we get you ready for the NBA Finals. We're DRS entering game number one tonight. A large conversation already is not on the actual basketball, but the market size of both of our NBA championship teams. Indianapolis is TV and media market number 25 in this country. Oklahoma City is media market number 47. We have already seen people bemoan the very idea, oh, the TV ratings are going to suck. Ah, it's an indication when you don't have a West Coast team or a team like the New York Knicks or the Boston Celtics, you're never going to have a successful audience for the NBA Finals. Here are the lowest rated NBA Finals since 1986. The bubble year between the Lakers and the Heat, 7.45 mil. Back in 07, Spurs and Cavaliers. That was LeBron James. That was that lowly rated. 9.29 in terms of millions. Spurs and Nets, 9.86 mil. The Bucks and the Suns back in 2021. That was also sub 10 million. Even last year, DRS, because we did not expect it to be all that competitive, despite Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks and the Celtics getting back to an NBA championship and their 18th and record-setting banner, 11.31 million viewers on average throughout that series. So the buy or sell question to you, DRS, the NBA Finals TV ratings are not a big deal.
They're apparently not a big deal because the NBA ratings have been drastically dropping for years, but also the payrolls have been going up higher and the ratings for the TV don't really matter to how much money the NBA is making. So I always like to make a big deal out of it because I always expect to meet, like, look, Donnie's the common man watching sports at times. Like, I love the NFL, so does everybody else. We all watch it. College football, when it heads and they have big games on a Saturday night, we all watch that. We get it. But the NBA has done this to themselves because it's oversaturation of the marketplace, and also the players understand that nothing is about the regular season anymore, which is where you're supposed to build the momentum and the hype all the way through, and then you just get dropped into the playoffs where teams and players start to care. But I do look at that, and I think it's interesting because, like, the Spurs, like, going back, Ben, you know, me being in, like my prime, like in 07, right? Like, okay. Like not old yet at this point, still living out some fun fantasies over here. The Spurs were so damn boring. They were, like, they had, Donnie, wait, that Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, they were so damn boring that nobody wanted to watch, which is exciting because you say that the Cavaliers, and that has LeBron James. So that's why those numbers were low. The Spurs were the most boring team in the NBA, and they were tiresome because they weren't villainous. Like, you want a villain. You don't have half the country hate that team. Who hated the Spurs?
Wow.
Like, they're all likable guys, and they played a boring-ass band of basketball. That's why those numbers were lower.
I hated the Spurs.
Really?
Growing up, I hated the Spurs. As a Lakers fan for the entirety of my life in the Kobe and Shaq era, I hated San Antonio. I hated Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and Tim Duncan. I loved, but their brand of basketball was beautiful. The efficiency, the passing, Greg Popovich, and the mastermind that he is. San Antonio also not the largest TV market. I do believe it is top 20,
though.
It's
a good one.
That's a little bit surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, New Jersey.
And LeBron also, that one with the Cavaliers. That one with the Cavaliers series, too. I think that was over quickly. Was that LeBron's first trip to the finals, I want to say, back in 07? And he got wiped out pretty quickly. I mean, he had a nice run through the Eastern Conference and a lot of fun beating Detroit.
Once
they got there, they were out of gas. And I think everybody knew it was like, yeah, I like LeBron James, but this isn't all that competitive at this point here. But it is interesting to see some of those numbers of where they were back in like the 80s and 90s. But that's relative to everything except like the Super Bowl, right? Most ratings are dropping at that point. But I do blame this on the overall product of the NBA. You keep people away as opposed to draw them in. And it's going to hurt you when you get to the finals. It just does.
Do we add another note to the GOAT debate between LeBron James and Michael Jordan? The two lowest rated NBA finals since 1986, both featured LeBron James in 2020 as a Laker and 2007 as a Cavalier. Just something to be noted there. The buy or sell question, the NBA finals TV ratings are not a big deal. I am actually going to sell that slightly. Although I do not believe in the sports fan that yells, the ratings, the ratings, the ratings, and still ends up watching the NBA Finals. For the league, it doesn't really matter. There is already a set amount of money based on the most recent TV contract that the NBA knows they are getting paid out, which has basically been the case since the last decade. Did it hurt the NBA in their negotiations of their newest TV deal starting next season? No. Not really. The TV ratings overall for the NBA dropping throughout the entirety of the regular season, that's probably a different conversation for a different time. I think the issue, though, DRS, in terms of the overwhelming volume of audience really is based not on the media markets or the teams or where they play. It's the competition level of this series. So that is the critical nature of game number one tonight that, of course, features a 9-point spread in favor of OKC. The odds for tonight's opening game of the NBA Finals now at 9.5 in favor of the Thunder with a total of 230 and a hook. So as we look at the game one in series parlay, you pick the winner of the opening game and the winner of the series. Of course, Oklahoma City, 9.5-point favorite tonight, -700 to be crowned an NBA champion. For them to win both this game and the entirety of this series is -290. And you see the very lofty plus money prices in any different iteration. So buy or sell, DRS, the series is already over if the Thunder win game number one.
Yeah, I think the series is already over where Oklahoma City wins either way. So if you are betting to say, you know what, why would I take a series price right now of -700 when you're a 10-point favorite, give or take, here in game number one, and the expectations you're going to win that game and also the series, that's a great discount and a great way to bet it because those people, as I said, most people aren't looking to bet a -700. You might get some people to bite at a -290 going like, I'm getting a money line game number one on a 9.5-point spread, and then if they win that game, which you're supposed to, I'm 1-0 in a series I already thought I was going to win before entering into game number one. That's a great bet at -290. That's definitely the way I would go.
That's a really good bet at -290. Moneyline price currently on the Thunder, -420. NBA Finals price on the Thunder, -700. Yep. Now, you can't combine those two options on the FanDuel Sportsbook, but that -290 price is an absolute gem. Is it still chalky? Is it nearly $3 of minus money? Absolutely. But in relative comparison, based on value, really good number on OKC. More around the NBA Finals next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It is the opening night of the 2025 NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City. The Thunder back in the championship series for the first time since 2012 for the Indiana Pacers. They're back in the NBA Finals for the first time in 2.5 decades since the year 2000. And for OKC, the last time they played in the NBA Finals, it was guys like Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden leading the way. Now it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the NBA MVP this season for the first time in his career. The Western Conference Finals MVP winner as well. All-NBA first team. He was an all-star starter, led the league in points as well. The scoring champion at nearly 33 points per game, 32.7 to be exact. He is also, with his Thunder team, a minus 700 series outright favorite, the minus 550 favorite to win NBA Finals MVP. We all anticipate, DRS, that if Oklahoma City is being crowned an NBA champion, that Gilgeous-Alexander is adding to the trophy shelf as well with that Finals MVP hardware. So, with that in mind, buy or sell to you. With an NBA title, SGA is officially the best player in the world.
Nope, because if you had a draft that said, I want to start my franchise tomorrow, SGA probably wouldn't be taken number one overall, and that's how I would grade it. Is he the best based on the accolades this season with his team winning a championship? Absolutely, it's easy to say. But for me to be the best player in the world, you have to actually be the best player in the world, which means when the money is there and the other teams have their say, he's probably not going to go number one. Maybe Nikola Jokic, maybe even a Giannis Antetokounmpo creeps up in there, but I don't think SGA would be number one overall. And also, if you just left it up to the public, there's a lot of people that don't like SGA's game. Say, well, how could that be? MVP of the league, he's sensational. The team is fantastic. They're about to win a championship. Oh, he gets to the foul line. He's one of those merchants there that just lives off of that and tilts his head back at every point of contact here. I'm not saying I do that, but that's just the relativity of what the masses are talking about. But for me, SGA is a great player. This isn't a knock, but no, I'm not going to give him the title of the best player in the world.
Yeah, me neither. I'm selling that notion as well. The accolades are there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a surefire top five, top three player in the NBA, even if the Pacers pull off a mighty upset here in the NBA Finals. No doubt about it. The best player in the world when it comes to basketball is still Nikola Jokic until that is proven otherwise. He has won three NBA MVPs in the last 5 years. He is one of 9 players ever in the history of the association with 3 MVP awards. And he also has an NBA championship to boot as a part of his career accolades. SGA top three? No doubt about it. Does that resume get solidified with a Larry O'Brien trophy and an NBA Finals MVP award? For sure. Best player in the world because of it? Nope. Selling that notion as well. It's funny, DRS, that you mentioned the idea of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and his style of play. oftentimes when he has been in prime time on the national landscape here throughout this postseason. One of the first topics when it comes to SGA on the hardwood is being labeled a foul merchant, foul baiting, getting a ton of fouls called against him when the defense is trying to play with that intensity and physicality throughout the postseason. Free throw attempts both for teams in the regular and postseason and for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander individually. Shout out our guy Andrew Nembhard making the graphic here. Oklahoma City, their average free throw attempts per game in the regular season, 20.4. Indiana even more, 20.6. But here in the postseason, OKC 24.1. The Pacers on the other side, 23.8. You see it there at the bottom. SGA's regular and postseason free throw attempts has increased here in the playoffs. So buy or sell DRS, free throws in quote foul baiting will be a major storyline of the NBA finals.
I'm going to sell. I mean, it's a minor caveat there. Maybe foul baiting would have been like if one team really gets to the line, the other team doesn't, but they both get to the free throw line. So I don't see what the issue is going to be. Like me growing up in the late 1980s and early 1990s and talk about all those Jordan runs, just go back to YouTube. You could probably type in like Jordan foul calls here. It was hilarious how many calls he got that weren't even like at the rim and 15 feet away and running off screens. It was hilarious. He was the best player in the NBA, but he got called like that as well. We don't want to see it being uneven. The only way that we start to talk about it is if SGA is scoring 35 points and getting 17 or 18 from the free throw line and not actually happen to be challenged. It's like, I don't even see that foul at this call, and they're calling it. I don't think that's the case here. So for me, both teams like to get to the free throw line. I don't think that's going to be a big discrepancy between one team to the other. So I don't think it's going to be a big deal overall in the series itself.
Yeah, DRS, it is interesting that you bring up MJ, right? And you bring up the likes of the hand-checking era and what we all know. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now averaging 9.2 free throw attempts throughout this playoff run. That's not even top 200 in the history of the NBA for an individual player in the postseason. Does it look a little bit different? Can you label him a foul merchant if you care to do so? Is it anything out of the ordinary in the history of the NBA? Not necessarily. And listen, it is a part of his game. It is one of the reasons that he's the scoring champion in the NBA. Does it take away from the beauty of basketball? Not in my estimation. However, I think I'm going to buy that free throws and foul baiting and foul merchanting are going to be a storyline here in the NBA Finals, because we have seen it be a storyline for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in Oklahoma City throughout their playoff run. Is it fair? Perhaps not. Will it be discussed? I would say so. But I think Donnie's point is the key for how we recap these games, for how we react to the outcomes that we see, and as we are following the games live. If there are balanced free throw attempts on both sides, for the Pacers as a whole, for the Thunder as a whole, it is a non-issue. And to me, that balanced DRS is going to be key.
And also, I always love this too. Like, oh man, he gets to the line. Well, why doesn't everybody do it? Because they can't. That's why you can't just be a normal point guard. Like, I'm just going to drive to the rim and get fouled. That is a unique skill requirement that allows you to not only beat your man at the top of the key, go toe-to-toe with a 6'9", 6'8 player in the low block and convert with contact and get the layup and get to the free throw line. He does that well. Oh, James Harden set the league back 30 years. Why didn't everybody else do it then? Because he had a unique skill that he used to an advantage. That's what SGA does.
We'll talk more about this Oklahoma City core because, of course, they are one of the youngest teams in the NBA and a hefty favorite to win the NBA championship this season as well. Is it the start of quite a dynastic run coming in OKC? We'll discuss next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are a minus 700 favorite to win the NBA championship, to be crowned an NBA champion for the first time in their 17 seasons in Oklahoma City, for the second time as a franchise when you combine their years in Seattle as the Supersonics, dating back to 1978-79, the first NBA title in the history of this organization. And not only, DRS, are the Thunder a minus 700 outright favorite to win that Larry O'Brien trophy, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the youngest team on average age in the NBA. You look at their starting five, the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 26. Lou Dort, also 26. Jalen Williams, 24. Chet Holmgren, 23, in his second fully healthy year in the NBA. And even the offseason acquisition of the big man, Isaiah Hartenstein, he's only 27 years old. With that on paper, and Oklahoma City expected to win this NBA championship, again, a minus 700 favorite to do exactly that, are we seeing the start of a special and significant run for this Thunder franchise? So buy or sell to you, Donnie Right Side, the Oklahoma City Thunder core will win three-plus NBA championship.
I'm selling that. I'm selling that, too, because there is a salary cap, not necessarily a cap, but how much you want to spend for a small market team, but also how hard is it to win championships? Look at the Boston Celtics and their payroll and the amount of talent they have. They must have five or six championships with Jason Tatum. They got one, and that might be all the Celtics get, which is incredible because you can never plan for the future of you being healthy and everybody playing the exact same way. It's hard to go through an entire season. Understand this when we talk about the NFL. It's like, boy, one team plays in week one team goes all the way to the Super Bowl. Now that offseason is even shorter at that point to try to get ready for next year. Then you have the target on your back. Other teams are going to retool. So you have to be not only as good, but probably even better just to get back to the NBA Finals in the next year. You might have changed my opinion if it said, okay, how about two-plus NBA championships, which this core, because we're counting one for this year, which means maybe we can steal another one in the next 3 to 4 years, which would be amazing to have two championships within 5 years in the NBA. But for me, I'm going to have to sell that because three-plus championships is hard enough for any group, non-salary cap. Everybody's young. Yeah. I don't care. It's almost impossible to do in this day and age without maybe the best player of all time. Let's talk about maybe a Michael Jordan back in the 90s did it twice, 3 and 3, having a year off there with retirement here. So for me, it's a great basketball team. They might get two, but I got to sell three. That's a lot.
I think we're kind of looking for that dynasty, of course, in the NBA in the 2020s, in this decade, of course, in the 2010s. It was the Golden State Warriors. The decade prior, the Los Angeles Lakers, of course, a couple of times, both in the early 2000s and later with Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol. But DRS, we are seeing something here that regardless of who ends up hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy at the end of this NBA Finals, we are going to see our seventh different NBA champion in the last 7 years. It's probably a stat you have all well seen publicized, the idea of parity now in the association. The super team era kind of on its decline. The homegrown stars of trusting what you have done and slugging through some difficult years is what we are seeing here. Certainly the case with the Oklahoma City Thunder. 2 years ago, DRS, this team was 40-42 before they won 57 games a season ago, was the West's number one seed, and now for a second consecutive year, of course, the number one seed in the Western Conference, 68-14, 80 wins in total, regular and postseason. Fourth team in NBA history to do that, joining the Golden State Warriors in 2015-16 and the Chicago Bulls, led by MJ in 95-96, 96-97. Of course, the end of the Last Dance in Chicago. Am I going to buy three plus? No, for the same reasons that Donnie just highlighted. Now, you'll hear about aprons, which took effect in the NBA last offseason in 2024. The first apron in the second apron, that once you go through that second apron threshold based on spending, intense penalties for roster construction, exceptions both in salary and trades, and how you are able to build out your team. And as DRS alluded to, is Oklahoma City, as one of those smaller markets, willing to spend on the luxury tax dollars that are needed to maintain all of these guys that should see the highest of dollars in their salaries when those second deals are coming for Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren? That is going to be the question. So I am going to sell 3+. And a lot of that, DRS, is the Western Conference is going to be loaded year in, year out. That's probably for me first and foremost.
Yeah, they're still businessmen. Look at Wick Grosbach. Why would he sell the Celtics at this point? Do you see what their salary cap number is going to be? Same thing in Minnesota. Do you see what their salary cap is going to be in a couple years? Some guys like, hey, get in while the getting is good, but I'm getting out once it gets expensive. It's about to get expensive in OKC.
It certainly is. The coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is the opening day of the 2025 NBA Finals. So for the remainder of this second hour, the coach, J.Y. James Young, is here to preview the entirety of this series, who wins and in how many games, and of course how it begins tonight in Oklahoma City with the Thunder, a hefty favorite, J.Y., not just in game one, but the entirety of the NBA Finals, more likely than not, to be crowned an NBA champion. We appreciate your insight and your full NBA final scouting report here on this Thursday.
Good to be on with you. Let's just hope that we get a little bit of a series. Game one should be a pretty good indicator of that.
So as we look at the odds, JY, a small bit of market movement on this Thursday morning as we get ready for game one on this Thursday night in OKC. The Thunder remain a very hefty favorite. Minus 700 is that series outright price. But for most of the buildup in this week leading into the NBA championship set, that was minus 750. But again, Oklahoma City to pull this off rather quickly and comfortably in five games, still the most likely scenario. OKC laying 2.5 games on the series spread to cash that ticket. It is in at most five games is still the expected outcome. So, JY, I ask you about the series advantage that allows Oklahoma City to be this large of a favorite. Are the Thunder that much better than the Pacers to be this strong of a favorite entering the NBA Finals?
Well, I think because of the value for Indiana, it's kind of good that it's coming down a little bit. But if you really look at the way Oklahoma City has been, they've been dominant throughout the entire season. First team in NBA history to make it to the finals with 80 wins combined between the regular season and the playoffs. So, you know, obviously the way that they played has warranted this. I do think it's a little disrespectful to Indiana, and I'll be honest, Indiana's been relishing the underdog. They basically have taken the last two series booked as underdogs, but Ben, not this much. So why does Oklahoma City have this advantage in regards to what people think? Number one is when you look at the way that Indiana got better defensively, right? Particularly the last two series guarding guards. Well, what do they have in common, folks? The three primary scorers being Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and of course Jalen Brunson, all are 6'2" or shorter. Now you're going up against SGA, 6'5", 6'6", Jalen Williams, 6'5", 6'6", Lou Dort, 6'5". They're far taller and more aggressive in regard to the fact that you can't just bump them off. So guys like Naismith are going to be at a disadvantage more in this series because of the height. Number two, Oklahoma City with their bench has the ability to get up and down with Indiana. Now, is that the way Mark Daigneault is going to want to play? May not, but will they willingly do so to do it in the series? Yes, they will. So to me, when you look at those two factors, and then you look at the flip side and guarding someone like Tyrese Halliburton, no disrespect to Mikal Bridges, but Lou Dort and you know, Alex Caruso are better on-ball defenders, let's be very honest. And then you can even put SGA on him as well. So because of the depth, because of the offensive flexibility and height advantage that a team like OKC has, and the number of bodies that they could throw at Tyrese Halliburton, yeah, they should be favored. I just don't know by this much.
Coach, on an ebb and flow, let's say, of an NBA season, you're in one city, and 24 hours to 48 hours, you're in another NBA city. Coaching staff only has limited time to get his team ready for a playoff game, or excuse me, a regular season game, as opposed to a playoff game. So we had extended layoffs for both teams here. Number one, who do you think that helps? And number two, what are these coaching staffs probably working on getting ready for each one of these teams?
Well, Donnie, the good thing about this is with the number of video coordinators, scouting staff, so on and so forth, if you're a team like Oklahoma City and you do win, they're probably taking half of their staff and half are working on New York, half are working on Indiana. So then you look at the fact that they use something that we call synergy, which is used by every major college basketball team and NBA. You've heard me talk about it. The ability, Donnie, to extract information and extract plays, extract tendencies, is a lot quicker than people think. This is not the old school way of putting a VHS tape in and then watching it to scout. You can just say, I want every time Tyrese Halliburton's in a ball screen, click it, there's all the clips, easy to break down. So it's a lot easier than what people think. When it comes to the layoff, I actually thought that this, if Indiana would have went to a game set with New York with a two-day layoff, it would have benefited them more because they would have been kept playing. Now I'm a little worried about how stale could they look coming out the gate. But Donnie, let's be honest. They've won, if I'm not mistaken, every game won on the road already. So they're going to be ready to play. The question is how much can Indiana stay in the game? Can they do it the whole game? Can they do it half the game? A quarter. But you will get Rick Carlisle's team ready to go, throwing a punch early because that's the way they like to start series, try to play with the lead.
The Pacers have won each of their three opening games of their three series. First one against Milwaukee was in Indianapolis, but the Pacers have been incredible on the road and as an underdog throughout this playoff run. Again, the minus 700 price in favor of the Thunder, just historical context. Since 2014, in the last 11 NBA finals, we have only seen one team greater than a minus 500 series outright favorite to win that Larry O'Brien trophy. It was the Golden State Warriors back in 2016-17 exacting their revenge against LeBron and the Cavs. They were minus 2,000 and won that series in a gentleman's sweep in only five games. JY, you have broken down the matchups. We have talked about the advantages. We have looked at the tail of the tape between the Thunder and the Pacers. OKC making history already, the fourth team in NBA history to win 80 games, regular and postseason combined, before the NBA Finals gets going. The Indiana Pacers, a 50-win team, the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. We will dive into the reasons why, JY, and how this series plays out in just a matter of moments. But let's get this out of the way right here, right now. The coach, JY James Young, his NBA Finals prediction is what? Who wins, and in how many games?
Oklahoma City Thunder win this in five games or less. I wish and I pray that this is going to be a series. And it's you know, I'm probably disrespecting Indiana again because I took Cleveland against them, I took New York against them, and I'm going against them again. But this is a different animal, Ben. We got to be completely honest here with the offensive and defensive versatility, the coaching, the matchup advantages up and down where you could see, the ability to guard, the ability to score, the diversity at which they can play. Under 5.5 games, I think it's actually over in five because I think Indiana will find a way to get one because they'll just explode one game offensively. But to me, just way too much. And this Oklahoma City team, they, you know, I think I used the term Larry Holmes, you know, I think during the Western Conference Finals, right? They just jab you. And then they find the window and they always seem to hit the knockout punch, whether it's late second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, they kind of feel the game out. I just think that's what's going to happen. Oklahoma City Thunder win it in five games or less.
If you do look from an Indiana perspective, because they have gotten a lot of disrespect, not because people don't think they're good. We just haven't talked about them that much. Regular season, we'll see what they get there. It's really Cleveland. It's really going to be Boston. And maybe the Knicks can surprise. They're the last team standing here. Talk to me about the motivational factors, though, for the Indiana Pacers, where you come into a game like, wait a second. We just won three series here against teams you didn't think we could beat. Now another team you don't think we can beat. How does that sort of use that as that bulletin board material? Like, and we didn't come here to say, let's make it five games. We came here to win, coach.
Hey, listen, that's what you say. If you're Rick Carlisle, say no one expects us to win. The pressure's on Oklahoma City, especially in game one. Let's see if we can go win a game. Remember, we talked about this in 2004 when you had Kobe and Shaq and Gary Payton and Karl Malone. They walked into a series against the Pistons, and no one gave the Pistons a shot in hell. Well, Larry Brown had something for him. Can Rick Carlisle, the veteran coach, steal a series again? He's done it three times. Maybe a fourth.
The Pacers, the underdog in both their second round against the Cavs, who were greater than a $5 outright favorite to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And, of course, Indiana, a slight underdog in that round as well, before pulling off the upset against the New York Knicks. The stars on the biggest stage of the year. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The significant players on the most significant stage of the season in the NBA Finals that begins tonight in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Pacers. Of course, JY, as we start this conversation, first and foremost, you go to Oklahoma City and the NBA MVP, the Western Conference Finals MVP, and if Oklahoma City wins an NBA championship, the expected NBA Finals MVP as well, in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. With his team a minus 700 favorite to be crowned an NBA champ, SGA's price to win the MVP hardware is minus 550. His stats throughout this playoff run, in comparison to the star on the other side, that's Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton. Both are stars. SGA, a top three, top five player in the NBA. Halliburton, voted by his peers as the most overrated player in the NBA this year. I think he's kind of debunked that philosophy. But JY, will both of the superstars step up throughout the entirety of this series for both the Thunder and the Pacers?
If you're asking me which one is more likely to step up, I'm going to go with the one that's the MVP and should lead his team to a championship. I just, you look at, you know, people have complained, Ben, so much, particularly of Jalen Brunson, about how he generates fouls. But here comes Jalen Brunson on steroids, the free throw merchant who just gets people into jail. You blow on him and there's a foul call. We'll be interested to see how the NBA and referees handle him. But the fact that 6'6", 215 pounds, his ability to create off the bounce, score at all three levels, and be able to not be knocked off the ball, I just look at the height advantage they have and don't see anyone in Indiana that can check him in regards to guarding him one-on-one. Now, that even opens up an interesting take is, does Rick Carlisle send a double team? What does he do? Because he got to get the ball out of his hands. The problem is you got another guy like Jalen Williams that can create his own shot himself. The concern I have with Halliburton is not his game, okay? My concern is you're going to get one, maybe two stinkers out of him because he does it every series, and he really, Ben, can't afford to give you one stinker if they're going to have a shot. Because if that one game's a stinker, that's probably a 30-40-point win. So Tyrese Halliburton's got to bring it, Ben, let's be honest, from game one, being extremely aggressive. My concern is, like I said last segment, the number of defenders that Mark Daigneault can throw at Halliburton is going to be an issue. And it's also why people talk about how great Oklahoma City is offensively. They're metric-wise the best defensive team, I do believe, in the playoffs and during the regular season. So that bodes major problems to Halliburton. So I trust SGA more than Halliburton, but that's no disrespect to Tyrese.
Secondary options, of course. The superstars we expect to be dominant forces after the ball in their hand, but sometimes these series come down to who is going to play better off the ball, and that includes Jalen Williams and Pascal Siakam. Game number one, we'll get to their props here, but if you look for the series in total, what do we need out of Jalen Williams for OKC? What do we need out of Pascal Siakam for the Pacers?
Well, for Jalen Williams, I don't think he needs to be Batman. He's just got to be a capable Robin, and he's had his struggles sometimes shooting the ball in the NBA playoffs, so just a little bit more consistency out of him. Pascal Siakam's just got to be a guy that's got to step up. So if I look at Halliburton being put arguably in jail, the advantage, if you think you have one, is probably Siakam versus Chet Holmgren. The ability of Siakam to bring him to the outside, which takes Chet Holmgren away from the basket. When Indiana played their best against the Knicks, even though he had the best game in Halliburton in that triple-double game four, their best player was Pascal Siakam. You know, what he was able to do in creating mismatches, and particularly, Donnie, the thing that was most shocking out of Pascal was honestly his ability to shoot the ball from three in the last series was very, very key, because now if Pascal can knock down the three, now Chet's got to really guard him on the perimeter, which opens up driving lanes. He's got to shoot the ball from three, but the last thing is this. He did struggle in the playoffs. He's a 70% free throw shooter, I do believe. He struggled from the free throw line during the playoffs. When you're playing Oklahoma City, when you go to the foul line, you got to go get two out of two. You can't have one out of two, all out of two. You can't leave points off the board from the free throw line. So Pascal Siakam must shoot it well from the free throw line this series.
Pascal Siakam, the only guy for Indiana in all six games of the Eastern Conference Finals to score in double figures in all six, 15-plus in all six, and of course, not Tyrese Halliburton, but Siakam, crowned Eastern Conference Finals MVP. JY, we looked at Jalen Williams following that dismal Game 6 performance against the Denver Nuggets that led us to a Game 7. He was great in Game 7. He was great throughout the entirety of the five games in the Western Conference Finals against Minnesota as well. So we know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton. We know Pascal Siakam and Jalen Williams. Maybe for the casual basketball fan, for the person consuming the NBA throughout this postseason, who is a player on either side that you would point to that will impact the outcome the most throughout this series?
I'm going to give you one from each, Ben. Let's start off with Indiana. Miles Turner has got to bring it. This is a guy that is capable and stretching the floor from three-point line, which could bring out Isaiah Hartenstein to guard him. He's also a pretty good rim protector. Sneaky bet on FanDuel player series special is Miles Turner to score 10-plus points in every game at plus 240. This is someone that they're going to have to get the double figures. They got to find that third score. And I don't know if it's Embiid or if it's Naismith, because my concern, Ben, is the foul trouble they will get on the other side, because they're not going to put Halliburton on either Jalen Williams or SGA. For, Oklahoma City, I'm going with the guy I think gets the most threes. That's Lou Dort. If I'm the coach, if I'm Rick Carlisle, and I'm saying, okay, who do I want to beat me or try to beat me? It's Lou Dort. You got to catch. Someone's got to get knocked down threes and load up on Williams and SGA. I think it's Lou Dort. That's why I like Lou Dort to make the most threes in the series at 5-1. He's got the second most attempts out of anybody in the finals, and he's got the most attempts on OKC. Lou Dort leads the series in threes at 5-1.
The Dortchard Chamber, he is a lockdown defender and a pretty good three-point shooter from beyond the arc as well. We'll talk about the props for all of those impactful players in game number one on the other side of the break. JY will tell you how the NBA Finals starts tonight inside the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Pacers. Again, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, minus 550 favorite to win that NBA Finals MVP award, because his Thunder are a hefty favorite all throughout. More on that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Game number one of the 2025 NBA Finals on this Thursday night in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Pacers. The coach, J.Y., is here to deliver that scouting report for the opening night of the NBA Finals on this Thursday. And J.Y., the theme is pretty similar, both in the overall series and in tonight's debut game. The Thunder, really good team. Really strong favorite. Now a 9.5-point spread in favor of OKC at home. 230.5 is that total. I think we all want to see competitive basketball each and every game and throughout a series that we hope probably gets to at least six. So how does this series start tonight and how competitive is game number one?
Well, if you really look at what we've talked about, Ben, the last couple of segments, we talked about how good Indiana's been, particularly in game ones on the road in the last two series. But I've also talked about how good Oklahoma City is to adjust, particularly in the second half. So I like the Pacers plus the points. I think it's 5.5 in the first half. I think Rick Carlisle's going to try and throw the first punch. I think he knows the importance of being in the game early and trying to steal game one. So you're not going to be able to be down by 15-20 and make a run versus OKC. And I think OKC's okay enough with letting the game be close and then trying to find a matchup or whatever they need in the second half. So I like the Indiana Pacers plus the 5.5 in the first half. Therefore, that will bring the spread down. Then if I want to, I'll jump on OKC in the second half because that's when they tend to adjust. When you look at that over-under at 230.5, I know you have a really strong defense. But Rick Carlisle is going to do what Rick Carlisle is going to do, which means he's going to try and get this game up and down and test how much in shape and if the rust is going to affect the legs of Oklahoma City. I like over 230.5 in this first game. I think this game sails over, probably gets 240 plus maybe.
Yeah, it looks like just in the number itself, Coach, from the side perspective, 9.5, really, you know, the public can say, whoosh, 10 points, where do I sign up here? The Pacers are a good team. Maybe they can hang around. Maybe they can even steal it here, which brings me to my next point. We're trying to take a look and say, who are those points props we're going to go after? Because I do think, like, there's no traps, right? The numbers are the numbers. The sportsbook doesn't go, this is going to really confuse the public here. But Tyrese Haliburton, look at his points prop at 17.5. It just feels like they are begging you to take that over. 17.5 for Tyrese Haliburton, where do I sign up at this point here? Are we looking for a game because we know the defenders are very good for Oklahoma City? Are we going to struggle a bit on offense for Indiana? Is Rick Carlisle good enough to say, you know what, we got time off here, we got the appropriate plays put in here, we're rested and we're ready for this one? But for me, with Tyrese Haliburton, how do you play that 17.5?
I stay away. I think it's really sharp, and I think there's too many defenders. Yeah. If you want to ask me, lean either way, I would lean under, but I'm not playing either. But I'm going to take SGA over to 33.5. 33-45 versus, Indiana during the regular season. Average 32.7 during the regular season. Listen, if 3 out of 4 games you went over this number, it's about, you know, if it's a blowout, like a 30-40-point blowout, he's not going to get there. But if I expect Indiana to be in the game for the first half, he should be able to get himself to 18, almost 20 points in the first half. I like SGA to go over 33.5. And another bet that I saw on FanDuel this morning, series spread, series prop, SGA 25 plus in every game, minus 115. 12 out of 15 games went over that during the playoffs so far.
In the 16 playoff games for Oklahoma City, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the NBA MVP, has scored at least 31 points. The interesting thing is, if he goes under 33.5, you don't think he goes under by much, but you are certainly paying a premium. JY, if you were to look at one prop above all else here in the opening game of the 2025 NBA Finals, what is that favorite bet of the night on this Thursday in OKC?
You know, I talked about Miles Turner getting you 10-plus points every game of the series, but Miles Turner over 5.5 rebounds is at plus money. When you think about it, he's got an 11 rebound game versus Oklahoma City this year. He went under in every game, but he was guarding Cat, who is at the perimeter at the three-point line. So now you're going against Isaiah Hartenstein, who they may put at the pinch post, but it's going to probably be also in that dunk spot a lot. Over 5.5 rebounds for Miles Turner, with guarding Hartenstein, that should be a number he should be able to get to. And I love it at plus money.
Miles Turner's points prop tonight is 13.5. One of the key stories for Indiana is the balance and depth that Rick Carlisle's crew possesses in their 12 victories throughout this playoff run. 10 of the 12, six players playing for Indiana have reached double figures. Pascal Siakam has the highest points prop for Indiana. It is 19.5, 22 and a hook on the other side for J-Dub, Jalen Williams. JY, a fadeaway to the break, a fadeaway to hour three, and a fadeaway to game number one of the NBA Finals. More to come next.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.